howdy, amigos. Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. Let's saddle up and join us on a journey to the heart of the Old West with the Cisco Kid, a legendary character christened the Robin Hood of the Old West. This iconic figure, inspired by O. Henry's imagination in the early 1900s, emerged as the epitome of the Mexican Caballero, known for his daring adventures and his justice-seeking spirit. In the world of radio, the Cisco Kid continued to capture the hearts of listeners, portraying a gallant hero riding alongside his lovable sidekick, Pancho. Together, they brought laughter, excitement, and a touch of the Old West to the airwaves. So whether you're new to the trails with Cisco and Pancho, or a seasoned amigo, get ready for adventures filled with camaraderie, justice, and a hearty dose of the Old West charm. The sun is shining, the trails are dusty, and every radio episode of the Cisco Kid promised a thrilling ride into the hearts of the frontier excitement. Now let's get into this episode. This episode originally aired July 9th, 1953, and the title is Golden Bullet. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamanos.
The Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Golden Bullet. There was a saying in the Old West, gold is where you find it. But now and then a story comes down to us of gold being found, lost, and found again. Such a story gave Cisco one of his most hair-raising adventures and nearly caused his death. Now, two men are riding up to the small ranch house of Colonel Benson, retired Army officer. In their manner is grim purpose.
He'll never tell you where that old wagon train was lost, Rex.
If he don't, he's a dead man.
Gunned down your father, huh?
Ah, cut that stuff out. He ain't my father. He's only my foster father. Like your boss Cal's only my foster brother. Hold.
Hold there, hold on.
Come on, laddie.
Yeah, the old man's here. There's smoke coming out of the chimney.
It don't look like he's here to me.
Who is it?
Yeah, that's him, Rex. He's out in the back room.
Who is it?
Come in here and find out.
Oh, howdy, Latigo. That's Cal, all right?
Rex. Rex, boy.
Never mind that, you old hypocrite. If you're telling the sheriff I was in on that stage holdup 5 years ago, I don't want none of your soft soap.
You had to go to prison and learn your lesson, Rex. Next time, you might have murdered somebody.
That's just what I'm aiming to do now, unless you talk fast. Where do I find that lost wagon train?
Lost wagon train?
You know what I mean, the old 49er gold train. You've been hunting it for years. The one where the Indians massacred everybody in the train.
How do you know I found it, Rex?
Latigo here told me.
That's right, Colonel. He was over to Apache Wells last week to see Cal. I heard you tell Cal you'd found it.
Oh, I see. So now Rex is out of prison. You two scoundrels are going to team up to find the gold, huh?
That's right. Dead.
Well, you won't find it. I was planning to give you a share of that gold, Rex, but now I won't.
Where is it? Come on, where is it?
Ungrateful coyote. Just for that,
Rex. Rex, he's strong.
Oh, Senator, I just meant to wing him.
Yeah, looks to me like you plugged him dead, Rex. Now we'll have to go to Apache Wells and find out from Cal, if Cal will talk.
He'll talk, don't worry. Come on, Latigo, let's set fire to this place to burn up the evidence. I'm going to go call on my brother.
While you are filling your canteen, Pancho, will you please fill mine, too?
Here, Cisco. Not easy now for Pancho to stoop down over the water hole, Cisco.
Well, then you should lose some of that stomach of yours, amigo.
Now, Pancho, lose some of Pancho's stomach.
By eating less and walking more, Pancho.
Eat less?
Si.
Walk more?
Si.
Pancho, keep his stomach.
Very well, then. But do not complain at having to stoop down over water holes.
Poor fat old Pancho. Here's your canteen, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. And now that we have water, we will ride across the desert to Senor Cal Benson's at Apache Wells.
Senor Cal's brother just out from the prison, Cisco, huh?
Hey, Senor Cal's foster brother, Pancho.
Foster brother.
The prison warden asked me if we would keep a close eye on that Rex Benson hombre.
Uh-huh.
He said he was afraid Rex would try to take vengeance on his foster brother, Cal.
See, vengeance. That mean trouble, Cisco.
It could mean trouble. Up, Diablo, come on.
Diablo, go now.
It also could mean that Rex Benson will try to be revenged on his foster father, Colonel Benson, Pancho.
Oh?
But the warden thought he would look for Cal first.
Uh-huh.
So, Pancho, what is that? Oh, Diablo, who?
Oh, look. What, Cisco? What, where?
Smoke, a lot of smoke.
Oh, Pancho see it now.
It's very nearby, just around that next grove of trees, I would say. Up, Diablo, come on.
Diablo, a lot of smoke, look, go now. Who lived there, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. The warden thought Colonel Benson lived around here somewhere, but he was not sure just where. So it may be that... Madre mía, look at that smoke.
Yeah, must be a big fire, huh?
Si, faster, Diablo.
Faster, whoa!
Yeah, there's the fire, Pancho. Small ranch house.
We not put that fire out, Cisco.
No, we cannot, amigo. It's too good a start. Let us make sure there's no one in that house. Oh, Diablo. I will go in, Pancho. You wait here.
Pancho not wait here, Cisco. Pancho go where Cisco go. It's a big fire, Cisco.
Si, it's very hot fire.
Yeah. Ain't get any hotter, Pancho be a roast duck, no?
Madre mía, that place is a regular inferno.
Si, inferno, Cisco.
Look, Pancho, look. There's a body lying on the floor. See your face, Pancho.
Si, si, see your face.
Hold the door open, amigo. I will carry him out.
Si, Cisco.
Santo. Another minute, no one could have gone in there.
Where's Cisco taking him?
Over away from the fire, Pancho. At least far enough. I'll put him down on this bank.
Yeah,
this might be Colonel Benson, wearing an old army uniform, and he's been shot. Look, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, think he's dead.
No, he's still alive, but barely alive.
Golden bullet. Chimney. Apache Wells.
What'd he say, Cisco?
Something about a golden bullet and a chimney and Apache Wells. Senor.
Golden bullet.
He's dead, Pancho. And look, there are the fresh tracks of two horses.
See, go in the direction of Apache Wells.
I'm afraid Rex Benson has been here.
What about the bullet of the gold, Cisco?
I do not know. Perhaps the colonel was trying to tell us of a golden bullet in a chimney at Apache Wells.
Uh-huh.
But never mind that now. We must get to Apache Wells in time to prevent another killing.
Cal's in there, Rex. There's a light in the house.
Yeah, with moonlight as bright as this, he might be out working around the place.
He don't work outside at night.
Cal's got no love for me, Latigo. If he sees me before I see him, he might go for his gun.
Well, there's two of us against one, ain't they? Whoa, hold it. Come on. Everyone and see.
All right. We'll bust right in.
The door will be locked. He knows you're out of prison, Rex.
Yeah, shoot the blasted lock off the door.
Oh, no, leave it to me. I work for him. He let me in.
Ain't you, Mary?
No, it's me, Cal. Latigo. Open the door, will you?
Sure, Latigo. Just a minute.
Who's Mary, Latigo?
Mary Williams, over at the next ranch. Girl Cal's gonna marry.
About time he was getting back, Latigo.
Yeah, brought you some company, too, Cal.
Oh?
Me. Howdy, brother.
Rex, what are you doing here?
Just thought I'd pay you a little social call, brother. Man has a lot of time to think when he's in jail. Think about what he's going to do when he gets out.
I hope, Rex, in your thinking, you got things straightened out in your mind. This is a good country, Rex. Plenty of room for a man to go straight and still make a good living.
Don't listen to him, Rex. It's just the old soft soap.
Yeah, but I'll listen. Kind of like to hear this half-brother of mine spout off. Always was a mealy-mouthed psalm singer.
No, not a psalm singer, Rex. Just that I don't see any reason why a man can't be satisfied with making a decent and honest living.
Sure. Get a little measly spread. Work from dawn to dark trying to scratch a living off a few mangy cattle. No, brother, that's not for me.
Come on, Rex, let's get this over with. I'm getting nervous.
Sure, but I just want to point out a few things to Cal here.
Now go ahead, I'm listening.
Good, you won't be listening long. Got a few things figured out. The most important thing is that from now on, I'm going to live a good, easy life.
You tried that before, Rex, and it led you right to jail. Better think it over, unless you like going back to jail.
That's enough out of you.
Very well, Rex. I'll let you do the talking.
Sure. Now back up into that room. And keep your hands up. Now turn around. Shake them guns of yours. Here, take them, Latigo.
Got them.
All right. Now you can turn around again. There's just one thing I want to know from you, Cal. Where's that Massacre Canyon gold?
It's in Massacre Canyon, most likely.
Where's that?
I ain't saying.
Go!
Now get up. Want to get gun whipped like that again?
I ain't saying where that gold is. You can kill me, you prison rat, but I won't tell you.
You'll tell me before I get through with you.
Rex, somebody's coming.
Eh? How many?
Just one rider.
Oh, boy.
It's that girl.
Let her come in. You stand against the wall, out of sight.
Mary, look out!
Did you call me, Cal? I brought over your mail. Oh, what's this? Cal, you're hurt.
Shut that door, let it go.
Right.
Cal! Oh, dear.
Now grab her, let it go.
Oh, no, no.
That's her stuff. Now tie her up.
Oh, let it go. You work for Cal.
I did work for him.
Oh, you sneaking coyote.
I'll have to go out to my horse and get the rope, Rex.
Go ahead. I'll hold her.
What did you do to Cal? He's hurt. Don't let me go. I want to go to him.
You're going nowhere.
Well, this rider's coming down here. Two of them. They're up in the ridge now. I can see them outlined against the sky.
Well, let them come. We'll take care of them. Get that girl tied up and gagged. Put out that lamp. And get the horses around and back. I got an idea now that when my brother comes to, he's going to be mighty anxious to take us to Massacre Canyon.
That light not on in that house now, Cisco.
True is not, Pancho. Maybe that Senor Carl Benson has retired for the night.
That would Pancho think, too.
On the other hand, it might not mean that.
Uh-huh.
The tracks of those horses we are following lead straight to that cabin, Pancho.
Pancho see horses in the yard from back at the ridge. And Pancho not see the horses now.
Of course. Those hombres may have ridden away while we were riding down through the canyon, Pancho.
The horses not there.
Yeah, we will see where the tracks lead. Here we are. Hold up. Hold up.
Now.
Tracks go out around the corner of the cabin, Pancho.
Huh?
We will not follow them now. Let us go to the cabin.
See, go in the cabin.
Let's go carefully, too, amigo.
See, Cisco, anyway, we see daylight in this bright moonlight, no?
Well, he's very helpful. Will also be helpful to those other hombres if... Pancho, at the window, look out!
Good thing Pancho ducked down.
Again, Pancho! I do not like to be shot at. Come, Pancho, into the cabin.
Huh?
Drop that gun, hombre!
Drop it, nothing, I'll get you!
I think you will not, hombre.
Pancho, help Cisco.
Not while I can gun whip you, won't.
Help! Help!
Santo, the senorita.
Let it go. Get there. Devil away from me.
Ramir, what is this on the floor under my feet?
He tripped over Cal, let it go. Give it to him. Good, now again.
Thunder, this is the Cisco Kid, Rex.
I can't see too well in this light, but Cisco Kid or not, he's all through. Give me a hand with him, Latigo. Take his seat. I'll take his shoulder.
What are you going to do?
Hey, has Cal still got that well out by the side of the corral?
Yeah, 30 feet deep.
That's where this hombre is going. Down in that well. Get going.
Right. Then what?
When Cal finds out, we'll kill the girl if he don't take us to that gold. He'll take us. We put a note on the door saying Cal's gone for 10 days. Leave the girl inside, bound and gagged to die so she won't do no talking.
That's a great idea, Rex.
It'll work. Here's the well. Down with this, hombre. All right. Let him go. Now, we'll get the other one and dump him down there. He's looking good for us, Latigo. They're sure looking good.
Yes, and things are looking equally bad for our friends Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Golden Bullet. After Pancho had been gun-whipped while Cisco was fighting with outlaw Rex Benson and getting the better of the fight, Cisco tripped over the body of Rex's unconscious foster brother, Cal, and fell to the floor. Before Cisco could recover, Rex and his partner Latigo gun-whipped Cisco into insensibility and threw both our friends, while still unconscious, down an old well, thinking they would be drowned. But the cold water revived them. Oh.
Cisco, you all right? Pancho, hold on to you.
Bueno, Pancho. Keep your head above water.
Si.
I'm all right, Pancho, except for a lump on my head as big as an egg.
And Pancho got two eggs on Pancho's head. But Pancho not mind this, Cisco. What Pancho not like is his water. How are we getting this water, Cisco?
Let me collect my wits a little bit more, amigo. Can I think straight yet? Let me see. Water's not very deep. Look up there, Pancho.
It's a starlight, moonlight, no?
Si, that is just what it is. We are down at the bottom of a well, Pancho.
We drown, Cisco. Pancho, I can swim. We drown. Did you say Pancho?
No, you will not drown. The water is only up to your waist, Pancho.
Oh, si. Pancho's feet close to the bottom. Pancho, glad for this, Cisco.
Now, the question is, how do we get out?
Cisco, think of that.
I do not know whether I can or not. We have no rope to throw up there. Even if we did have, there is no one to catch the rope. Let's see how wide this well is.
It's not wide, Cisco. And Pancho and Cisco got to stand close together.
There's only one thing I can do, Pancho.
What that, huh?
Put my back against this wall, my feet against the other wall, try to inch my way to the top.
And Pancho, go too.
No, you cannot go, amigo.
No?
But if I can get out, I will get you out in short order.
Uh-huh.
I used to do this trick as a boy. Let me see if I can do it now.
Wall slippery, Cisco.
See, very slippery. My back is against the wall. Feet against the other wall.
Cisco look like a bridge.
Now, let's see if I can push myself up.
Bueno, Cisco. Cisco, go up.
See, it's a long way to the top, though, Pancho. But I think I can make it. Now, if I can grab the edge of that platform before I fall all the way down.
Bueno, Cisco, out. Bueno,
I'm not quite out yet, Pancho, but... there. Now, I'll let this rope and bucket down for you.
Si. Pull up, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Now hold on to the rope. Do not trust all your weight on that bucket.
Si, Pancho, get the rope.
Madre mía, you are heavy, Pancho. I did not realize how heavy.
Pancho, coming up, Cisco.
Si, but I'd rather bring up 10 buckets of water than such a weight as you, Chico.
Here, Pancho, Cisco.
Si. Now, get out quickly.
Gracias, Cisco, gracias.
Now, come to the house.
Those bandidos give you the house?
I do not think so. As I was coming to, Pancho, I heard riders leaving the place. I'm anxious about that senorita.
What senorita, Pancho? Not see a senorita.
She was lying bound in one corner of the room. Oh? I heard her scream, but I barely had time to notice her as that fight started. Here's a note pinned to the door.
What did it say, huh?
It says that Carl Benson will be gone for 10 days.
Ooh.
Pancho, the senorita's still here, tied up. Here, let me have your knife. I'll release her.
See, no place for a senorita here, Cisco.
Here, take the gag out of her mouth, Pancho.
Yes, I take the gag.
I will cut this rope. This one.
And Pancho, get the gag out, Cisco.
Here, I'll help you, senorita.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I can't stand up.
We will walk around. Your circulation will be restored quickly.
You're the Cisco kid.
Si, senorita.
Oh, I heard them call you that. Oh, that devil Rex Benson. They took Cal away with them. He'll kill Cal. I know he will. Latico, he's just as bad.
What is the reason for taking him, senorita?
Oh, it's that old massacre Canyon Gold. They know Cal knows where it is. After he shows them, they'll kill him.
Where massacre Canyon, Cisco?
I have heard of it, but I do not know. Can you tell us, senorita?
No. Oh, I'm all right now, Cisco. Thank you. Cal's father, Colonel Benson, knows where it is.
But Colonel Benson is dead, senorita.
Oh, no. Did those men kill him?
I presume they did, senorita. They were at his place.
Oh.
He was trying to tell us something as he died. He spoke of a golden bullet, a chimney, and Apache wells.
Well, I don't know what that means.
No chimney here, Cisco. Just an old stovepipe.
Of course there's no chimney here. I've been very stupid. The colonel meant the chimney in his own house.
We tracked these hombres, Cisco?
Not with the wind coming up this way, Pancho. No? The tracks will be covered up in no time by the sand.
But you've got to find Cal, please.
We will do our best, senorita. But our only chance is that we may get some information through that golden bullet. Can you get home safely by yourself?
Oh, yes. Don't bother about me, Cisco. Just hurry. Please hurry.
Si, senorita. Come, Pancho. Quickly.
Is enough sand, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. It's good we found these shovels in the colonel's stable.
Yes.
Now that sound of the embers, we can walk to the chimney.
Embers still hot, Cisco.
See, and in places the fire's still burning. See. This must be the chimney he meant. I'll test with his shovel for hollow places. I'll try here. That rock. Move, Pancho. See if you can get it out of the chimney.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, tranquila. The sound of that rock still hot burned Pancho's finger.
I'm sorry, amigo. I should have thought. Perhaps I can get it with this shovel.
It come loose.
Stand back. It's going to drop out of its pocket. There's the golden bullet, Pancho.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, I can grab that. It's still too hot.
I will try to. Ooh, it is hot. But not too hot to hold. Here, your knife, amigo.
Si. What good a golden bullet?
I'm going to get the bullet out of the cartridge case, and then we will say... There it goes. Now, what have we got here? Tiny roll of tissue paper, Pancho.
Cisco, get it out?
Here, let us look at it. As I thought, Pancho, it's a map. See, and look. Ooh. A map showing how to get to Massacre Canyon from here and from Apache Wells.
Well, the old colonel tried to tell us, Cisco.
He must have wanted us to get this golden bullet and take it to his son, Cal Benson. He may have thought Cal did not know for sure where Massacre Canyon was.
Oh?
The important thing right now is that we can get from here to Massacre Canyon by following this map.
Found the map.
And Pancho, we have not even 1 second to lose in getting there.
Diablo!
Logo, not lose 1 second.
Come on, you. Where's this canyon? If you're tricking us...
I ain't tricking you, Rex. They're just riding in the Massacre Canyon now.
Don't look like there'd be any gold around here, Rex. Better be sure that Cal ain't lying to you.
I don't think my brother would lie, would you, Cal?
I told you this was Massacre Canyon. I've led you here. That's all I can do.
Yeah. Nice, handy place to cash out some gold. Wonder if somebody else hasn't been along to find it.
The colonel kept the secret pretty well, Rex. All I know, the gold's supposed to be in Massacre Canyon.
Ah, he's lying, Rex. He knows where the gold is. Stands to reason the colonel would have told him.
Yeah. Where's that map, Cal? We've been stalling along too far. Let me have that map.
Told you I haven't got the map. Don't know anything about it. You're making a big mistake if you think I do.
We won't make no mistakes about this, Cal. Shall I gun whip him again, Rex?
Oh, Latigo, we'll find it. Now look, Cal. It won't do you no good to stall along. I want to know where that gold is right now.
If this wasn't so serious, you'd make me laugh. Look, how many times do I have to tell you I don't know a thing about it?
Now maybe this'll make you talk. I'm a pretty good shot, Cal. Let's see how close I can come to nicking your ears with a bullet.
Look out, Rex, that ain't funny.
Seems kind of funny to me. Here, I'll try again.
No, don't, Rex. Ain't no fair to shoot at a man when his hands are tied.
Oh, I don't know. Give me a better target, huh, Latigo?
I think you're just wasting time, Rex.
We got plenty of time. Now, let's see. Just nick that other ear of yours, Cal.
Why don't you shoot me and be done with it?
Because dead men can't talk, brother. Right now, I want you to do some talking.
I've already told you all I know.
Look, Cal, Rex and me ain't fooling. You better talk and talk fast. Where's that old wagon, Cal? I want to see that gold pronto.
Now, wait a minute, Latigo. When we find that gold, you keep your paws off it, understand?
You and me splitting it, Rex.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Come on, Cal, where is it?
I've been telling you I don't know, but there's something ahead there that looks like it might be what's left of the old wagon.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I see it. Now, you knew all the time.
Oh, there we are. Oh.
Now, will you untie my hands and let me go, Rex? I'm plumb worried about Mary.
Keep on worrying.
By thunder, there's some of that gold now. That wind must have blown the sand clear of it. See it, Rex?
Yeah, I sure do, Latigo. But you ain't gonna see it much longer.
What do you mean? Hey, you're drawing, Rex.
No. You bet I'm drawing, Latigo. And that does for you. I ain't splitting this gold with nobody.
Are you coyote, Rex, shooting him down in cold blood?
And you're next, brother.
Look, I showed you where the gold is. You said you'd let me go.
You'd believe anything, wouldn't you? Hey, who's this? It's a Cisco kid. I thought he was dead. But I'll get you just the same, Cal. Oh, my wrist!
Oh, yeah, ho-ho!
Shot the gun right out of my hand, you buzzard!
Better that than have you kill Senor Cal. Pancho, cut his bonds loose.
Yes, Cisco.
I sure am glad to see you, Cisco. I'm
glad we got here in time, Senor. For your peace of mind, I will tell you that the Senorita is safe and sound.
Oh, that's the news I wanted to hear, Cisco.
I'm glad we can bring you good news, Senor. Now we will load this gold and take it back to Apache Wells for you. We'll give you a good start in your married life. As for this coyote... he will go where he belongs, right back to prison and the hangman's rope.
But, Cisco, you and Pancho gotta take half this gold.
Of course, that's only fair, Cisco. That's the way Cal and I want it to be.
Gracias, senorita, but no.
Gracias, senorita, but no.
But great Scott, Cisco, I want to do something to show you how grateful we are.
Well, I'm going to do something, Cal. It isn't much, but don't you mind now.
What are you going to do, honey?
I'm going to kiss Cisco. Like this. There, Cisco.
Gracias, señorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
After Cisco read to Pancho about boats on the ocean last night, Pancho know all about boats.
Oh, you think you do know all about boats, eh, amigo?
All about boats.
Well, let us see how much you know about them, Pancho. Huh? What would you do if a sudden storm sprang up on the starboard side?
That easy, Cisco. Pancho throw out the anchor.
And what would you do if another storm sprang up aft?
Throw out another anchor?
And if another storm sprang up forward, what will you do?
Throw out another anchor.
Now, wait a minute, Pancho. Where are you getting all your anchors?
That easy too, Cisco.
Oh, it is easy, is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, where are you getting all your anchors?
From the same place Cisco get all his storms.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.